Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us. Coming up, a conversation with Kelly Riley. She is the Public Relations and Communications Director for the Des Moines Botanical Gardens. Why? Well, we wanted to give you a break from all the hard news and spend some time learning about an upcoming seminar that's going to feature a host of interesting speakers on topics from diverse gardens to arid gardens and making sure your outside efforts are anything but boring. Kelly Riley, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. This is an organization of over 370,000 Iowans who get real value from their membership. From Fraud Watch to voter information to community events that strengthen families and livability. It's the real possibilities of AARP Iowa.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, it is the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for clicking through. You know, we bring you all kinds of information from, political conversation, from social and economic conversation to business conversation, what happened on Wall Street, all of those kinds of things. And we also dive into the arts and entertainment, if you will. And with me is Kelly Riley, and she is with the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. And they've got an upcoming event on the 20th of October, so we're going to talk about that and more. Kelly, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is such an amazing place. If people out there in their hurried life want to step back and say, this is kind of the place to go, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we have, our amazing conservatory, which looks fabulous 365 days a year. And now we also have our 7 acres of outdoor gardens that have been built up over the last 5 years. Water garden, perennial garden, just so many amazing things to see, especially for those that maybe haven't been in a little while.
Sure. And what a remarkable transformation this facility has had in the past 10 years. It has been simply from cleaning the dome to making sure that the outside gardens are well kept and all of the new architectural things that have been done here. It's really quite amazing.
It's been an amazing renaissance, yeah. And I think it's really positioned us as a great resource for the community and beyond, really.
All right, Kelly Riley, let's talk about what's coming up later on in the month of October. You've got a symposium, a seminar. We're talking about plants and gardening and some really out of the way kinds of guests. Let's talk about who you got. What's going on?
Absolutely. So our annual symposium is Saturday, October 20th, and this year's theme is the gardening adventure.
Oh.
Yes. So we are so excited to welcome Jimmy Blake from Dublin, Ireland. He's coming all the way to talk to us about Hunting Brook, which is his garden over there, and some of the unique things that he's doing to really push the envelope when it comes to gardening and really bold and unique combinations of things that he's doing. And just to really inspire people to think outside the box.
We were talking off mic about an example of this, and I go, what? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so he'll mix prairie plants with tropical plants. And
in Ireland.
In Ireland, yes. That's... And just create these stunning, one-of-a-kind combinations. So he's going to bring a ton of inspiration and fresh ideas.
Nice. All right. Well, that's certainly out of the box.
Absolutely. Yes.
Who else and what are they going to be
talking
about?
Sure. So we're also welcoming Mike Kinkin from the Denver Botanic Garden. He specializes in alpine gardens. And what's so interesting about those is that they typically grow in more arid places.
Not an issue here in Iowa.
No, not right now. Not this week, for sure. But they offer a lot of unique ideas on how to make our gardens more sustainable and ecologically friendly, and just how to plant for your ecosystem and where you live.
Wherever that happens to be,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so you have 4 presenters, and I think this is really an interesting. You've got a really wide variety of people. And how long will they be speaking? Usually.
Sure. So each one talks for about an hour. We pad in some nice breaks and some nice lunch and all of that, too.
Okay. Who else coming?
Sure. So we are really excited about Julie Moir Maservi, and she is best known for developing a garden with the cellist Yo-Yo Ma. So it's
now,
the,
wait a minute.
Yes.
Yo-Yo Ma and this gardener put together, she has put together a garden?
Yes, it's the Toronto Music Garden.
Oh,
it's a 3-acre garden there that she collaborated with him on to kind of bring together the music world and the plant world in really fascinating ways. And it's won a ton of awards.
I'm
and
sure.
Really excited to hear what she has to share about that. And she also has developed a gardening app. Interested to hear about the intersection of gardening and technology, which is maybe not something that we think of often.
You know, when we talk about places like Toronto, that is an amazing city. I've been there a couple of times. And the library system, for crying out loud, in Toronto is absolutely out of this world. It is just an amazing experience, not just books, but I mean everything that they have there. And this would fall into that realm of being more than what you would expect in a garden, I would think.
Yes, yes. And her talk is titled Creating Landscapes and Lives of Beauty and Meaning. So right. I think that definitely falls under that category.
Ding, ding, ding. We like it. And who else?
And we are really excited to welcome Lloyd Travin. He's the president of Peace Tree Farm, and they are a USDA certified organic grower, and they grow a lot of really kind of quirky and unusual plants that you wouldn't find at, you know, a big box store. And he's really into developing and promoting these kind of out of the box ideas. And his motto is that life is too short to waste your time on boring plants. So I think you'll be entertained and educated by him.
So when we talk about what he's doing in the world of organics, is this like heirloom seeds, and are we talking about vegetable? What do you know?
It really just runs the gamut.
Yeah.
Ornamentals, edibles, both.
Wow. Lots of variety in your seminar this year.
Yes, and we're really, really looking forward to that. And we always try to bring a really healthy mix of perspectives, you know, for horticulture, ecology, all of that. And I think this year is going to be, there's something for everyone this year. You know, whether you're interested in one or all, or you're a diehard gardener, or you're just curious and want to learn a little bit more, there's definitely something for everyone in this lineup of speakers.
Will your guests be available for questions from the public? I mean, once they're here, and can they say, hey, you know, I've got a thing in my garden that just ain't working?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always time for questions. And then it's sort of an informal time over lunch, too, where a lot of the speakers get pulled
sure.
aside and people can ask their questions then, too. So they're very accessible throughout the day.
Who should come to this? I mean, obviously, you'd like everybody to come to your event on the 20th. But when we take a look at the individuals who want to get into gardening, maybe some urban gardeners as well, individuals who are attempting to put together not only a beauty with visuals, but also edibles?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think it's great for people that have been gardening for a long time and are just feeling a little bit stuck or need some fresh ideas and inspiration or just want to take their garden to the next level. It's a great opportunity for those people as well. And for those who are just getting started, I think it's also valuable to come hear from people who are true experts in what they do and to just get some great ideas that way. It's also a great opportunity for people who are in programs like Master Gardeners or
sure.
Professional landscapers to come and learn as well.
Kelly Riley is her name. We're at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, which many people still call what?
The Botanical Center.
Yeah.
Which was true for a long time. But when we put out our 7 acres of outdoor gardens a few years ago, we rebranded as the Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
So.
And this, you know, you guys have got things going on all the time here. And you know, this isn't a commercial for the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, but, you know, we enjoy Jazz in July, for example. You know, this
yes,
is where people
yes.
come in from the cold and they listen to music under the dome. It's fabulous.
Our Botanical Blue Series is every Sunday, January through March.
Did I say Jazz in July? I did, didn't I?
We've done that before, too.
That's right. It's Botanical Blues.
Yes. And we've sort of developed a little bit of a niche as a concert venue. So we have Botanical Blues, which is incredibly popular. And then we actually just wrapped up Social Irrigation, which was our outdoor summer concert series. And we have some various other musical events throughout the year. But the garden has just proven to be a great place to come experience music throughout the year.
And you've got another really unique thing that has taken the internet by storm. I mean, people go, what, a corpse flower?
Oh, yes.
What
yes.
in the world?
Carrie the corpse flower. Yeah. So, yes, she bloomed last summer for the first time. And it's our first known corpse flower in the state of Iowa. So it was a really exciting build up to, you know, when will it happen? And then it only blooms
We were doing live cameras, all kinds of
things.
Oh,
my goodness. We were streaming it 24/7 on YouTube. Social updates are all on the clock. I was actually setting my alarm for 2 a.m. and I would wake up every morning and check the webcam to see if it had started to open. It was like having a newborn, basically, so that we could open up early and get the news there and everything for that day that it did open. And we welcomed nearly 12,000 people in the 2 weeks surrounding that bloom. And it was just really amazing to see people come experience that and you know, maybe who aren't gardeners, but just wanted to see something really fascinating from the plant world. It was wonderful.
What do you think the big draw was? You know, obviously the smell was one of those things that you'll never forget.
Yes, no.
And I think when you attach the word corpse to something, people go,
It's a little intriguing. The smell for sure. You know, it's something so stunning that looks so beautiful,
right,
but it smells so bad. It was kind of that interesting juxtaposition there. But I think the fleeting nature of it is what was really so interesting. You know, it blooms for less than 24 hours every, we don't know how many years. Average is 5 to 7, but there's plants in New York, for example, that didn't bloom for nearly 80. So we don't know when we'll get to experience that again. So that
is kind of unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is it native to?
Sumatra, Indonesia.
Indonesia
is its native environment, and it's actually been, the species has fallen victim to some deforestation over the years, and actually poaching. Interestingly enough, people poach these plants. So we're excited to be part of that movement to bring them into the garden for perpetuating the species and helping preserve it that way as well.
Her name is Kelly Riley, ladies and gentlemen, from the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. And we're talking about a whole host of things going on here at the garden. Final question about your event on the 20th. Now, this is open to the general public. You've got members. It's going to cost, what, $400 to go to this seminar? what's the catch here, Kelly?
Sure. So our member rate is $80, and we are actually extending that to members of Brenton Arboretum, Ryman Gardens, and the Iowa Arboretum as well. So if you're a member of any of those institutions, you can attend for $80.
Nice.
Non-members are just $95, and students are only $45, and it's a great opportunity for continuing education as well, and you can get several hours of continuing education at that rate. So great opportunity.
I said final question, but I lied.
Okay.
There's always one more. With regard to the sustainability of the garden,
mm-hmm.
I suspect that you not only welcome people and you know, the admittance fee and all of those things, but a really important part of the continuation of this work here in Central Iowa might very well revolve around your members?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Members are really the lifeblood of our organization, and we have a great base of nearly 2,500 members.
Wow.
And a vast majority have been with us for more than 5 years. So we really, really rely on our members, and our members kind of keep us going and inspire us and let us know what they like to see. And we work hard for them every day.
I would imagine so. You've got to keep the base happy.
That's right. That's right.
Kelly Riley, ladies and gentlemen, fresh off of maternity leave. Congratulations.
Third day back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How's the sleep cycle going?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. I can't complain. I mean, babies are a lot of work, but as far as babies go, he's a quote-unquote easy baby.
We love that
kind
of stuff.
Can't complain.
Easy babies, always a good thing. Kelly Riley, thanks so very much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.